partway across the bed, it goes...
Halfway.
All right, say if it covers the thing. So it doesn't just go partway, it goes...
All the way.
Sure. All right. And something that you would, a makeshift sleeping place that you would put down maybe for a child.
A pallet.
What does that consist of? Was it, is it a mattress or just blankets or what?
It could be either a blanket or it could be a, and a mattress if you am saying.
What about, talking about the land now, this adjective, a farmer might say that he expects a big crop because the soil is very what?
The soil is very rich and very good.
Okay, another adjective that means essentially the same as rich, begins with an N, soil.
Fertile.
Do you have a name for low-lying land, very good land, grows good many things? Might have had water on it at one
time. Moisture. Remorsed.
Well, this is a noun, really.
Oh, the
phrase. Name for land like that. Low-lying land. Very fertile land.
Low. Well, that's very, flat land.
Did you ever use the phrase bottom land?
Bottom.
Or just bottom?
Yes. It's bottom land, yes. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, we call it.
What about low-lying grassland? Might grow hay on it or alfalfa or something like that.
What kind of land would you call that, yeah. You're saying? Unless you may grow grass on hilly, could be hilly land,
okay.
Or it could be flat on levels, or you may say, well, I think in terms of flat land.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people around here use the word meadow?
Meadow, M-E-D-O-W? No. I mean, I've heard the meadow, you think in terms of being level or a piece of land for pasture, but it's not used extensively.
Would they more than likely just call it a pasture?
Right.
Okay. This is land that's not good for much of anything because it has water on it permanently. Have bushes and trees growing out of it, you know, maybe beaver dams in it.
Uh-huh.
What would you call that type of land?
You're not talking about a pond or anything, are you? I don't know what kind of land you would call it now. I really don't know.
What about swamp or pond?
Swamp, yes. I know we call it swamp. It is a swamp, yes. It is a swamp, yes.
What about the word marsh? I mean, would you ever use that in describing a piece of land?
No.
Okay. Talking about types of soil, depending on whether they're rich or poor, do you have, or sand or whatever, do you have names to describe the soil?
Yes,
in this area?
Other than just sand the soil?
Yeah.
Other than that?
Okay.
No.
You ever heard gumbo? Or crawfish land? Nothing like that. Buckshot land?
That's very poor land, I'm assuming. It's a very poor land. Since I've heard that in terms of describing very poor land.
Which one was that?
The buckshot land, yes. That's the only one that I've heard those kinds of terms used.
Okay. This verb, if a man has a piece of land, but it has water on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation, you would say he's doing what to the land to get the water off?
So it's a verb?
Yeah. He's doing what to the land. Just gradually taking the water off.
Yeah, I know what you call it. T is